Shemar Shah today, because we're spending. So basically, we said yesterday that there are two totally different approaches how to explain the Marsha. The Marsha's Kasha is, why didn't Taisa say that the Gemara's Kasha is only from Chazaka, without Migui? Ever the Marsha, Taisa learned that out because of Bino. So there's two different ways of reading Pshan the Marsha. Either Pshan the Marsha is the way the Chelkas Kohen, the piece that we did, explains it, that Taibis is not, that the Marsha is not bringing from a raya from Bino that it can't be done. He's just saying that being that it's shayach to say that it don't think it's mukhruch from Kaivra Hako and Ein Adam Meis is a good svara. It's not mukhruch. It could be it's not a good svara. Right? That seems to be. That was the way the Chelka is going is Urim Shah. That you would have had a Havamina that the fact that Kleif Rako is Potter is a Raya Mukrachas, that you know the Mayors is a good Svara, Kamash Malan, that it's not a Raya Mukrachas. Right? And we said the Chelka is going version because you might have had you would have thought like Rashi, you know, like Rashi, it's a Raya Mukrachas. And we said a different version. Because after the pasuk, you don't want it to be a paraduma. There is a cousin. Okay, so that was his shot structure. But we weren't so keen on that structure. We were not so keen on that whole structure altogether, because we thought the mashmos and the marsha is more mashma that he's saying that we learned from Bino that ain't on the mayas is not a good space. Mukhruch from Bino that ain't on the mayas is not a good spot. So the shaila is how we can do that. So if we have time, and we'd like to do the Marsha Ruch chat. We have some zchukim on his chat, and maybe if we could change it slightly, make it a little better. Okay, what's the Marsha Ruch chat? Anyone? Someone to help me? Save me my breath. What's his chat? Anybody? No one wants to volunteer? No volunteers? Okay. Marsha Ruch Pshat is that once we have a pasuk, Kiyuzeh, that tells us that Kleif Rahako is Potter. Now, Chazal obviously applied that pasuk to all cases, including Bino. That's how Bino becomes Potter. But if Chazaka, ain't of the mayas is a good svara. So Chazal should have said, well, let's limit the chiddush. When did the Torah say Kleif Rahako's Potter? Only when you have the svara of ain't of the mayas. And then they should have never extended the pasuk to Bino. The fact that Chazal didn't limit the pasuk only to non-Bino cases proves that Chazal looked at the pasuk and they said, no, you can't explain Shah and the pasuk is because they know the mayas. Because a Chazak and the mayas is not enough of a reason to pater you. Therefore, it must be it's exeris a cause of your pater. It's exeris a cause of your pater. So who is it Bino's pater? So we might as well have the pasuk speak by Bino also. So the fact that Chazal did not limit the pasuk only to a case of non-Bino shows that Chazal felt that Ein Adam Meis cannot be a svara to explain Kleif Rahako. Right? That's his pshat. I believe so. Okay. Should I say it again, or is that okay? Or
didn't Taisus end up
analyze it? What's might not be so glad about it?
Didn't Taisus end up by the pasuk?
Let me say it one more time, because everyone is so speechless. There's a pasuk of Ki Huzeh that says Kleif Rahako's Potter. Now, the pasuk is ambiguous. It doesn't say where it's speaking. Obviously, Chazal learned the pasuk is speaking by all cases because we know Halacha Lemaisa, Kleif Rahako's Potter, even by Bino. So now, he's saying this is a question. How did Chazal know the pasuk speaking about all cases? Let the Chazal limit the pasuk only to non-Bino. So it says, if there be a svara that ain't of the mayas is a reason to pater you from Shua, So then that's a good kasha. They should have limited the pasuk to ain adam meis when there's a chazaka ain adam meis, and should have said when there's no chazaka, there's no pasuk and benos chayiv. The fact that Chazal didn't do that, they didn't limit the pasuk only to when there's a chazaka ain adam meis, proves that Chazal held in Svara that the chazaka ain adam meis is not a reason to patur you from shua. So there'd be no point to limit the pasuk only to cases of ain adam meis, because it's anyway wouldn't make sense. Ain adam meis, Chazal no, cannot be the siba of the p'tur. Therefore, anyway, you have to say it's exeris hakazah. Once you have to say it's exeris hakazah, you might as well apply the pasuk to benal too. So we see from the fact that Chazal did not limit the pasuk to non benal, that Chazal held in Svara that ain adam meis is not a reason to patur you. That's what he says.
Yeah, we discussed.
Okay, so
this,
I want to hear if anyone has any objection with this shot.
Darius, time of the craw. Is he being Darius time of the craw? But in his argument.
Everyone's so quiet.
1 second, you can't hear me?
I don't think Rebbe hears.
Are you standing? I can't hear anyone.
I think Yosef.
That makes more sense.
Are you talking?
No,
talking. I can't hear.
Can you hear me?
No. I can hear everyone talking.
Yeah, but Rabbi Lubin, for some reason, is his audio or something is not.
He's not hearing us.
You have to put up a sign that he can read.
I know that was an Elo Yishma. Okay, maybe we can type it in open comments.
Okay, let me try. I'm sorry.
I don't think he realizes it.
Hey guys, did we discuss the Darish time of the craw on this Mahalach?
It sounds relevant to the issue, that's for sure. We did not discuss yet with relevance to the Marshal Rook.
Why is everyone muted? Everyone's muted.
I hear everyone talking.
I'm not. Wait,
maybe
I'm
not I'll turn off and turn back on again.
Yeah.
Let me try that. Let me.